Here is a very interesting story. in a story dialogue between Tozan Zen Master and his disciple named Ungo Zen Master. Tozan Zen Master said to his disciple named Ungo, I was told that Eshi Daishi, well, I will explain later, Eshi Daishi was reborn a king in Japan. Is it true? The Ungo Zen Master says, if he is Eshi Daishi, he doesn't become even a Buddha. Tozan Zen Master proved his right answer. The Eshi Daishi means is the person the Eshi Daishi was the teacher of founder of Tendai school in Buddhism, who lived 6th century. And the founder of the Tendai school, named Chigi, anyway, went to Japan and taught Buddhism, particularly Chigi, Chigi systematized completely at the teaching of Tendai school of Buddhism. So that's why he was respected by all Buddhist priests and the Buddhists. And he went to Japan to teach Buddhism and also gave a lay ordination to the prince named Shotoku Taishi, Prince Shotoku in Japan, who was quite famous, governed the Japanese in Japan in according to Buddhist spirit. He was first person to govern Japan in according to Buddhist spirit. That's why Prince Shotoku was really respected by Japanese. So the founder of Tendai went to Japan to teach Buddhism and also gave a lay ordination to this prince. Okay. And also Prince Shotoku was really great person those days. So I don't know who started to talk about this reincarnation of Eshi Zen Master. Not Zen Master. Eshi is the teacher of Chigi Tendai School, founder of Tendai. Okay. So maybe in Japan somebody started to talk about how wonderful Prince Shotoku was, something more than explanations. So maybe somebody started to talk about him as a reincarnation of Eshi, the teacher of the Chigi, founder of the Tendai school, because Chigi was the person who gave lay ordination to the priest. That's why the Chigi knew very much his teachers. So that's why he said, somebody said in that way. Then that story went back to China, and the people noticed that stories. So I don't know if it was a true story or not, or rumor, I don't know. But maybe even the Tozan Zen master found of a sort of school. Anyway, Zen Buddhist and the other schools, Buddhist schools, anyway, knew that stories. That's why in this dialogue, Tozan Zen master said to his teaching disciples, is it true, these stories? Do you understand? This is very interesting stories. You have to take into account that you should take this story into account in your whole life anyway. Because if you look at the Buddhism in the United States, and you can hear so much around about the idea of reincarnation. I don't mean you should ignore, but I don't mean you should attach to this idea of reincarnation too much. You become crazy anyway. So I am not criticizing to any Buddhist denomination which emphasizing that idea of reincarnation. But you must be very careful. You yourself must be careful, because if you are caught by idea of reincarnation, what do you mean? What do you mean? For instance, if I were a reincarnation of, Dogens and etc., where's my really freedom right now? Nothing but the imitation of a Dogen's life. Because you said reincarnation of Dogen, Do you understand? But the important point is, life is not imitations. Life is not following something. Of course, teaching is important, because teaching is your supporter. So you should have a support, and then who grows actually? Every day, you grow anyway. Sucking in any kind of things as a fertilizers. And then you have to grow every day, because you cannot live always in a beautiful world. You always believe good things always support you. Devils always destroy you. You think so in that way. But in this world, look at your world. So there are lots of stuff there. Nevertheless, you have to, even though you beyond like or dislike, you have to pay attention to the fact which you live. Your life is really going right in the middle of combination of good or bad, right, wrong, completely, Not combination. Anyway, those stuffs are always going there. Nevertheless, your life must be alive, so-called freedom. You don't say, I don't want to freedom. You might say so, but if you say so, unconsciously you already want to have freedom. If you don't want, exactly, it's not necessary to say, I don't want to freedom. As long as you continue to say, I don't care, or I want, whatever you say, that is already, unconsciously, you want to be freedom. You want to have a freedom. Okay? So, anyway, important point is that the consciously or unconsciously, people, anybody, without exception, want to be alive every day. Right in the middle of mad pond and letting the flower of life force bloom like a lotus. Anyway, that's why we make every possible effort to live in different ways. That's it. Even a businessman, even a politician, why do they make every possible effort to live in this world? Well, anyway, the master said, if he is Eshi Daishi, he doesn't become a Buddha, even a Buddha, Eshi Daishi. You know, if I am a reincarnation of Dogen, maybe I can say Dogen doesn't become a Buddha, even a Buddha, because Dogen himself is complete freedom. Okay? His life, no one imitate Dogen's way. Dogen's life is exactly Dogen's life. Finding perfect freedom. It's not egoistic. That his life is completely shooting the glows in the universe, not in the personal particular areas. Anyway, everyone has his own particularities of his or her life, anyway. So no one can imitate. But usually we have a pre-egoistic sense. That's why we lose the sight of the self, don't know exactly how to grow, how to nurture the particularity of individual life, okay? We don't know. So most of people are very confused and egoistic, attaching to Buddhas and not Buddhas and reincarnation, etc. So if you attach to it, you are completely framed by ideas. Then if you are framed by ideas or anything, unconsciously you are, what would you say, tied up with. You cannot see the perfect freedom. So, but on the other hand, we need many ideas, many teachings. That's why we have to hook in those supporters. But if you hook in those supporters, you are tied up. This is a problem for us. Okay? That tricky space we don't notice, realize. We need a supporter, but we are stuck by that supporters. So we don't know that tricky space. How can we be, how we should be free from that? So, strictly speaking, anyway, the teaching is teaching, and the idea of reincarnation is, that's all right, but the important point is you have to learn, you have to know, but you have to be free from that. This is the final goal of the Buddhism always. But if you always emphasize reincarnations, well, you never find perfect freedom. So that's why this story is very interesting stories for all of us. Okay? because we are pretty easily, you know, to get the spiritual fascination, reincarnation, and enlightenment, and becoming Buddha, and Nirvanas, lots of fancy religious stuff there. And then we know, and we know, we understand very much, and then finally we become very greedy to get that enlightenment, nirvana, reincarnation, peeking at the world after death and the heavens, lots of stuff. And then, once more again, look at your everyday life. You are completely caught by. Never see. You cannot see the freedom. But sometimes you can see the freedom, but that freedom is found in a small territory, so-called reincarnation. That's it. If you see your life in terms of a small territory, so-called reincarnation, you can feel good. You feel good. But it doesn't fit into every aspect of human life. No. Because no one accepts. Because no one knows. What do you mean reincarnation? I don't mean you should ignore. But no one knows anyway. But there is something which is wonderful, which you cannot explain. For instance, Prince Shotoku. His personality and his life was wonderful, probably. That's why people try to praise his life, his behavior, his manners, his way of governing the Japan. Anyway, people try to praise, but whatever kind of words didn't hit the mark, bullseye. That's why finally we say probably Prince Shotoku was a reincarnation of somebody else who was a wonderful person. You don't know. Okay? Buddha. Who is Buddha? Shakyamuni Buddha. If you see somebody's, you know, sort of, if you feel somebody walking a little bit, you know, up, the 2 or 3 feet up from the ground. Actually, he doesn't walk, you know, 3 feet up from the ground. But everyone feel that. Now, I don't know if it is true or not, you know. And then we are really wonderful things. Feel wonderful feeling there. So we don't know how to praise. Do you understand? And then finally, we use a pretty mysterious, wondrous word that is reincarnation. So we try to find a pretext for, well, reincarnation of somebody who was a great person in the history in order to praise completely a certain person. Okay? Maybe so. This is a human feeling, human emotions, human sense. So I think that's why the Ungo Zen Master says he Eshi Daishi doesn't want to be anywhere Buddha, because Eshi Daishi is Eshi Daishi, Dogens is Dogens, no one imitate. That is called Buddha, okay, not egoistic, personal egoistic. The Karagiri is Karagiri, but everyday Karagiri is something more than Karagiri. Anyway, that is my life and you are you. You are limited by frame of you, but you have to manifest something more than frame of you. You think or people think. Do you understand? For instance, you know, if you try to paint the trees and the winter scenery of the winter on the canvas, you know, you have to manifest, you have to represent something more than trees and winterized, you know, circumstances and not winterized, winter, okay? Something more than that is, as a whole, there is something alive. You have to manifest that something alive as a symbol of a season, symbol of a life of tree, a symbol of a life of energies, pervading all aspects of every inch of the universe. You have to manifest. And it's pretty difficult to represent by your brush, by your color. But you have to do it. Without doing, without practice, without representing that point, well, you cannot be the painter. Of course, you become a painter, but that painter is not real painter. So this is our practice. That's why we naturally want to practice unconsciously. Okay, constantly we have to practice. So that's why Prince Shodoku wa reincarnation of Eshidaishi, it seems to me that we don't understand the Shotoku's great values, the great value of the Shotoku's life. No one imitate. And also, we don't understand life of Eshidaishi. No one imitate. So we understand Eshidaishi and Prince Shotoku in a general sense, you know. General sense. But I don't think it is good. But sometimes we see the wonderful things, but that wonderful things we have found is not exactly freedom, going beyond the karmic life, okay? We always play the karmic life, which is a particular aspect of karmic life. Particular aspect of karmic life is, for instance, owl. Owl can see everything at night, okay? And everyone, if you practice, everyone acquires particular virtue, quality of the life through the practice. If you practice hard in a business circle, you become a great businessman. And then people praise you. Okay? But this is nothing but the karmic life. The real freedom is you must manifest yourself in the business life and also in the rest of the circle of the human life, okay? the politics, economic, everyday routine, wherever you may be, you must manifest yourself freely, alive. In other words, you must be alive. Not only the particular area of the human life, so-called business or politics. So, but if I can see everything, if I can read your life, read your mind, you know, past, present, future, and then you praise me. Wonderful, Karagiri. If I walk and 2 or 3 feet up from the ground, and then you praise me, okay? You respect me, and then say, Karagiri is a reincarnation of maybe Indian saint. Probably. But I don't want to be seen in that way. Because I know who I am pretty much, you know. Even though I try to imitate saint and Buddha, Dogens, and I know that I never be Buddha. No. I never be Dogens. I never be anyway saint, any kind of saint. So I know who I am. But even though I cannot be the Buddha, I cannot be the Dogen, I cannot be the ancestor, one of the ancestors, but Karagiri is Karagiri. I have to live anyway. So in this life, how can I take care of this guy who is screams. Don't you think so? Screams. Screams means nothing to say. Nothing to say. Is there possibility to be a great person? Or is there possibility not to be a great person? Or is there possibility to be a so-so man? So-so. Okay? No. Nothing. No possibility. There is no possibility for me to see, but here is I. Here is the Karagiri. How can I take care of this Karagiri? That this Karagiri is really a being who is screaming. That screaming means, what can I do? What should I do? Who I am, constantly, don't you think so? Look at your life. Can't you put a certain label on you? You are stupid? No. You are great? No. You are neutral? No. Can't you? Nothing to say. That's why every day you don't know how to grow. But you have to grow, you have to live every day. That's why, even though you feel sleepy in the early morning, you want to get up in the morning and come to sit zazen. And then finally, right in the middle of zazen, you don't know what zazen is, but here is a zazen and you feel good. But that feeling good is what? We don't know what it is. How much that feeling good helps your life. For a certain period of time, it helps you. But the next moment, it disappears. So finally, we don't know. So every day, if you look at yourself, always there is a scream, sound. That is the sound of the world. We say Avalokiteshvara. Kanzeon. We say Kanzeon. The sound of the sound of the observing closely and regarding the world, and world means you, okay? Everyone. If you look at yourself, exactly there is a cry, the sound. From where this sound comes, that sound, the cries comes from, anyway, contemplation. Contemplation, okay? Inside of yourself. inside of yourself is inside of world. So that's why we say Kanze-on. Unconsciously or consciously, you always observing the yourself very closely, and then finally sound comes up. That sound comes up means you want to know how to live, how to grow, right in the middle of nothing to point out, pin down. That is called bodhisattva. Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva means enlightened. Enlightened means complete beyond your judgment. You know, on the basis you always want to do, want to live alive. That's why everyone bodhisattva. How can you live? And then question is how you should live, you know? You should take care of that screams of the observing closely yourself, who you are. How do you take care of? And then this is a practice. So very naturally everyone has prejudice and anger, hatred, many the memories and the heredities, and many things. That's why we are easily quickened. That's why we try to take care of the cries of the observing closely yourself, your world, anyway, moving toward Buddha's way. Buddha's teaching, anyway. This is a teaching. This is a suggestion. This is a shepherd. Then you have to just grow. So actually the whatever kind of label is put in your life or whatever your life is going in the good or in the bad or in the neutral, there is always scream, sound. That's very true. If you become happy, right in the middle of happiness, there is a scream. If you become unhappy, there is a still scream. If you become just neutral, so-so, I don't care. But right in the middle of so-so life, still you scream. You scream. Even right in the middle of sleeping, like a log, you scream. That is called dream. So whatever you do, always there is a scream. So that because, you know, the Brookcliffe record says, where right and wrong are mixed, even the sages cannot know when going against and with, vertically or horizontally, even the Buddhas cannot know. That's reality. This is a reality. Reality is really vast. You don't know. But reality is limited by your personal life. But on that end, reality is really vast, including Buddha delusions, right or wrong. Always going this way, that way, in the 10 directions. That's where finally you don't know. And then scream. But nothing else to take care of that person who screams constantly. Nothing else. So nothing molds your life into a certain idea, so-called reincarnation, or idea of Buddha becoming Buddha, or idea of enlightenment, nothing. Pay attention to your life, actually. Nothing. But right in the middle of nothing, you have to move. You have to move, you have to take care of how. That's why the Lotus Sutra says, be mindful of Avalokiteshvara and do not waste time, your time. Means be mindful of Avalokiteshvara, means be mindful of you who cries, of who cries by observing closely human world yourself. But nevertheless, don't be confused. That's why Lotus Sutra says, don't waste time. Means, anyway, be alive every day. How? Concentrate. You should mindful of yourself. Mindful of yourself means you should, anyway, observe very closely. Anyway, be one with you. And take care of that cries, screams, with compassion, pain, patience. Anyway, kindness, take care of. This is a real way to live. So that's why through this conversation, through these dialogues, anyway, you should contemplate this dialogue constantly in your whole life. What do you mean? Idea of teaching of enlightenment, teaching of nirvana, teaching of karmic life, teaching of reincarnation, what do you mean? Should we constantly emphasize reincarnation? In a sense, we understand it. Because this is characteristic of consciousness. Constantly going, you know. Your body is here, but your mind is far away from here to the past and to the future, the world after death, anyway. And imagining the heaven, you don't want to the hell. So always try to see something else. So your mind is really working in vast. Don't you think so? In vastness. Everywhere you can go. But your body is right here. Don't you think so? Your body is right here. Then you create, the more you think so, the more you create gap, big gap. This is more or less everyone do. That's why screams here. Scream off. The observing closely the world. Very naturally, you can see the scream. If you don't see the scream, it's not good enough to observe yourself, who you are, what human life is. If you look at seriously or with a true heart, anyway, very naturally, you can see the screams. But nothing else. Nothing. To put your life in a certain frame, so-called nirvana, whatever it is. Okay? But nirvana, reincarnation, or any other teaching is something ancestors left for us.